Now that Senate Republicans have postponed a vote on a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, more people are getting a look at that bill's likely health effects. Some people living with disabilities don't like what they see. They're concerned about proposed changes to Medicaid. Mary Meehan explains how some important services could be cut.
Jake Parsons is a young man with dimples and an easy smile, sharing a little about his life and how, as someone living with a disability, he's able to do what he does.
I am 24 years old. I'm a member of the Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club, and I have two jobs. I'm also a registered voter, and I vote in almost every election.
The audience of caregivers and advocates for the disabled hope stories like Parsons will show what's at stake with possible health care changes.
Workers help me go do things like swimming, doing sports, walking the dog, and shopping. If I didn't have a job coach, I would have to stay home a lot without having a job, which would be kind of boring.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, nearly 760,000 people with disabilities in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio depend on Medicaid. Jeff Edwards is executive director of Kentucky Prevention and Advocacy. He says those people need the services Medicaid pays for to lead independent lives.
All of a sudden, they are becoming third and fourth class citizens because they don't have the same choices that everyone else does. They don't have the expectation of living and being a part of their community like everybody else does.
The bill being considered in the Senate fundamentally changes how Medicaid is paid for. States would operate under a funding cap and could cut services they consider optional. Aviva Arendine is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says, for example, services to some children with disabilities from middle-class families could be considered optional.
States facing big losses in federal funding might conclude that those are places they have to make cuts. This would be completely unprecedented.
Many assume that there must be some backup in place. But Arendine says,
for millions of Americans, there is no plan B.
That leaves health advocates scrambling to understand the impact of the bill, but fearing the worst. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington, Kentucky.